Yaroslav. The Polish town of Yaroslav is located near the border of Ukraine. Few people know that it was named after the Rus prince Yaroslav the Wise, and from 16th to 17th centuries belonged to the princes of Ostrov. It passed to the princes of Ostrov as a result of dynastic marriage between Jan Alexander Ostrovsky and, already an orphan, Anna of the Kostka family. Anna's father, Jan Kostka, the voivode of Sandomir, had already died by that time, but the significance of the Kostka family, who were direct descendants of the first Polish Piast kings, was still well revered. During those days, Mazovia and Warsaw were recently annexed by Poland, 1526, and the Mazovian nobility still had fond memories of their independence. Anna Koszczanka's grandmother, who was also called Anna, was proclaimed Queen of Mazovia, but she never managed to maintain her independence. Therefore, it is not surprising that the Prince Vasil Konstantin chose the young orphan Anna. The royal ambitions of the Ostrov prince could be clearly traced in this case as well. Prince Alexander, who got married in 1592, made Yaroslav his main residence and built a beautiful palace there. It is still located in the city center at Market Square. However, it is called Orsetti Family Tenement House today because of its later owner. The life of the descendants of Alexander in Yaroslav and nearby Lublin is shrouded in a mystical story. All the sons of Alexander died at a young age in Yaroslav. Vasil died in 1605, Krzysztof in 1606, Alexander in 1607. Adam Konstantin died in Lublin in 1618 and Janusz Pawlo in 1619. The deaths of Alexander's last two sons were especially mysterious. The young princes, Adam Konstantin and Janusz Pawlo, were brought up Orthodox under the guidance of Zezani Tustanowski. But after the death of their father, their mother Anna took care of their upbringing together with Yaroslav Jesuits. Pope Clement VIII personally made sure that the princes became Catholics. Studying at the Jesuit college in Yaroslav, the boys were not very keen on science. Actually, they were more interested in military affairs. Thus, when the Jesuit teacher said that philosophy was more important than a horse, Konstantin replied, "Dear father, if there are 100,000 Tatars and 100,000 philosophers in front of them, obviously the latter ones will not convince Tatars. They should be fought with." Another case was told by Kaspar Nesetsky. One of the sons, coming to the teacher, aimed at the lives of the saints and pierced the book deeply with an arrow. The word that the arrow hit was death, which was a sign of imminent demise. Returning home from the Warsaw Sejm on the 10th of April 1618, the young Konstantin Aleksandrovich, who had just turned 21, suddenly fell ill and died in Lublin. Exactly a year later, in 1619, the second son, Janusz Aleksandrovich, died, and again in the very same Lublin. The version that appears almost immediately after the death of both princes remains relevant. They both died in the house of a notorious Lublin nobleman, Ludwik Poniatowski. Therefore, both princes could have died of poison or were killed in some other way. Both princes were buried in the church of the Yaroslav College of All Saints. Prince Alexander was also buried in the Yaroslav church. His daughter, Anna Eloisa, transported his remains there from the Orthodox Epiphany Cathedral in Ostrov. She was buried in Yaroslav as well. Then the remains of her father and daughter were transported by the Jesuits from Yaroslav to the Ostrov Jesuit College, where they were destroyed by Russian soldiers in the first half of the 19th century.